Only God's activity can make us holy, for it alone can make us imitate the perfection of our Lord. The concept of every single thing in the entire universe has been with the eternal wisdom for all time. As the ages pass, God allows these concepts and ideas to emerge. Now, suppose you knew all the concepts which have nothing to do with you. That knowledge could not help you in any way. But God knows the one idea, the one concept according to which you have to develop. He knows all that is needful for your sanctification, the sanctification of every individual soul. Holy Scripture contains one part, and the workings of the Holy Ghost within it contain the rest. Using the particular ideal reserved for you. Now it is surely obvious that the only way to receive the impress of this idea is to put oneself quietly in the hands of God, and that none of our own efforts and mental striving can be of any use at all. This work in our souls cannot be accomplished by cleverness, intelligence, or any subtlety of mind, but only by completely abandoning ourselves to the divine action, becoming like metal poured into a mold, or a canvas waiting for the brush, or marble under the sculptor's hands. It is surely clear that we shall not assume that image which the eternal wisdom wishes us to have by trying to understand all the mysterious activities of God down through the centuries. We can receive God's seal on our souls only by abandoning our will to Him, not by any efforts of our reason. The common sense of ordinary souls is simply this: being perfectly satisfied with what it knows is suitable for it, and never attempting to tread beyond the boundaries laid out for it. It is not inquisitive about the way God acts. It is quite happy to submit to His will and makes no attempt to find out its intentions. It wants to know only what every moment says to it, listens to what God utters in the depths of its heart, and does not ask what has been said to others. It is fully satisfied with what itself receives, and so, quite unconsciously, it grows constantly nearer to God. God speaks to the soul by what his action produces, and the soul, being quite unaware of this, accepts everything simply and naturally. Such a soul spirituality is one that is unshakable and floods its entire being. It is not moved by a torrent of confused words and ideas which by themselves would only fill it with pride. People often rely on their intellect in their efforts to become holy, but it is not necessary. It may even hinder them. We must use only what God gives us to do and to suffer. What we should not do is neglect the divine reality in our lives and busy ourselves with wonders done by God in the past. We should rather try to add to these wonders by our own fidelity. The marvels of God's activity, which delight us when we read about them, only serve to make us bored with the small happenings around us. Yet it is these trivialities, as we consider them, which would do marvels for us if only we did not despise them. We are so stupid. We are astonished by and glorify God's activities when we read about them. Yet, when He wishes to continue writing about them on our hearts, we become restive and prevent Him from doing so by our curiosity to see what He is doing in and around us. Forgive me, divine love, for I am setting down here those faults which are mine, and I cannot yet understand how to let you act freely on me. I have not yet myself been cast in the mold designed for me. I have visited all your studios and admired all your creations, but I have not yet become abandoned enough to accept the strokes of your brush. Yet I have found in you a beloved master, a teacher, a father, a most dear friend. I will be your disciple and go to no other school than yours. Like the prodigal son, I will come home hungry for your bread. I will abandon all ideas and books about spiritual matters and have nothing to do with them unless they work together with your will. All I want to do is love you and devote myself to the duties of each moment, and so allow you to act on me as you wish.